4 years ago, shortly after Donald Trump was elected, I visited Robert DeLosa's high school class at Lowell High School in Massachusetts. Like millions of other teachers, Mr. DeLosa has spent the last 4 years guiding students through this historic time in our nation's history.
The social studies teachers across the country, we have a huge, huge task before us, and I think we don't say thank you enough.
And he and others continue that work today. Mr. DeLosa, welcome to the show, and it's nice to talk with you again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Robert, back in 2016, you let me sit in as your students were leading discussions about the outcome of that election. So much has happened since then. And today is different because your kids are learning remotely, but the task is the same. What are you asking your students to watch for and think about?
So I'm asking them to look at President Biden's inaugural address and to look for the things that he's talking about in terms of his priorities and his programs, and then to listen to each other about what they think, and to listen carefully with empathy and critically so that they are coming to conclusions themselves about what they think they will see from this new administration.
Oh, this is really interesting because you're not just teaching students to listen, you're actually teaching them how to listen. And many of your discussions start with the preamble. You look at the words, we the people, and who we the people refers to. What kinds of answers are students giving you?
The latest set that I've gotten have included answers that have ranged from the people in power. There are students who will say white people. We have students who do see the people as us. So they're really all over the place when you ask them that question.
I was really struck, too, when I visited Lowell, that the political discussions in their homes were varied, too, I guess as we would expect them to be. But back then, there was definitely a clear mix of Trump and Clinton supporters. They talked a lot about the discussions that their families were having at home. How do you manage those differences in the classroom?
So in the U.S. history class that I'm teaching right now, for instance, there is a student whose grandfather is a diehard supporter of former President Trump. And he has come with honest questions, and he needs answers that aren't based in kind of, how can you think that? And it's also good for him and for other students to hear, for instance, from our African-American students, their feelings of the racialization of some of these events. And so I think it's good for all of them to be grappling with those sorts of issues in a place where they're in a common endeavor to learn more about their country.
You note that you've been focusing on the history of public education in the U.S. There's this 1776 commission. It's a group formed by the Trump administration to review how U.S. history is taught in schools. They released a report this week that claims Americans are being taught a false narrative about the nation's founding, and that is reckless and attempts to frame American history around the idea that the United States is not an exceptional country, but an evil one. You and I spoke at great lengths 4 years ago about some of the flawed or incomplete narratives that students are taught in schools. How has the discussion of teaching a clearer, more complete picture of history changed for you over these years? And how are you reflecting on this idea in this moment?
So there are the professional organizations that I belong to, for instance, the NCSS and the AHA, the American Historical Association, have come out pretty clearly against the 1776 document. For our students, I think the most important idea is this one in the preamble of we the people. Not everybody agrees with who the people are, and I think that a lot of the strife that we're seeing all around is this clash of ideas about who the people are. And if we teach constitutional rule of law, which I think is a bedrock idea in U.S. history and social studies in general, that we want responsible citizens, then we do have to face those controversies head on. So that's an important point for all of us to realize.
Robert DeLosa is a history teacher and also serves as the Social Studies Department Chair at Lowell High School in Lowell, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for this conversation and the work you're doing with students.
Well, thank you. Take care.